Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Social Joey, ClickTex, and Franchise Dictionary Magazine. Hey, geeks, we are back. It is Season 9, Episode 47, if you can believe that. And today we're going to take a little journey down the customer journey with our good friend Stefania Sigurdsson-Forbes of Franchise Blast. Stefania, how are you today?
I'm very good, Jack. How are you?
I am well. Thanks for joining once again. It's always good to hear your voice from way up north. We wanted to talk a little bit about customer journeys. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's mapping out customer journeys. So let's kind of take a step back and talk a little bit about what customer journeys are for anyone in the marketing part of an organization.
Sure. So a customer journey essentially goes through the experience that your customer goes through. So we're usually familiar in terms of thinking of this as a funnel, but this is kind of flipping the funnel around and seeing it from your customer's point of view rather than from the marketer's or the organization's point of view.
And to me, that seems like the biggest problem I've seen with some other organizations' customer journeys is that it's what the organization wants it to be, not what it really is. You know, it's almost like a plan of attack, like, well, we're going to have this person see our television commercial, and then we want him to see this ad online, and then we want him to see a billboard. And they kind of map it out how they wish it was, but they don't really take the customer into consideration. And I think that's just a recipe for disaster.
True. And I think like thinking of it as a super linear process is super old school. Like we're in this multi-screen, multitasking world, you know, people are working from the airport, you know, with, you know, screen in one hand, maybe Skyping with their kids in the other hand. It's just a distracted type of world. And it's a very non-linear process.
Yeah. I think way back in the old days when we talked about it took 7 touches to convert a customer or whatever the number was at the time. It was back in the days when we only consumed one piece of media at a time. You know, you read a newspaper and then you listened to the radio or something like that. Now you're soaking it all in, especially like you said, in places like airports. So to do this the right way and to not have this as sort of a Christmas wish list of what we wanted our customers to do, which I really think that's the way a lot of these brands are going, right? So, you know, if we can get them to do this, then they'll buy our stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So how do we go about mapping this out and building this? Where do we start?
Sure. So, I think you can start in terms of thinking about how people discover you. So, I'm just looking at a customer journey map that I have right in front of me, and the columns on the map are awareness, consideration. This is software, so it's demo, trial, decision, delight, and then leave, obviously, if they choose to leave. So basically, it goes through sort of like that cradle to grave piece in terms of your customer and how they kind of learn about you. So how you usually start is you start in with the persona, because personas often have, you know, different journeys, right? So like just sort of thinking at it at the very base, I remember years ago working with a IT consulting company, and they were on Facebook and they were wondering why their decision makers who were senior level IT people were not taking the bait on Facebook. The answer was, well, you know, your senior decision makers aren't there. They're on LinkedIn or they're at conferences and that kind of stuff, right? So like, you think about a persona, it's like pretty obvious, right? But I find that like when you don't map it out like this, you miss the obvious.
So if we were looking at one of those sort of old fashioned customer journey maps, it would not go very far because we wanted that potential customer to be in a place and a time when he was never going to be there. So it really couldn't progress.
That's exactly it, right? And then, but if you're in a different target, like, you know, maybe if you're, you know, targeting, you know, young marketing professionals who are all over something like Facebook, or maybe 30 something marketing professionals who are all over Facebook, then that's the perfect place to be, right? But it's about sort of like finding that perfect link or that perfect marriage between where the people are and where you want to be.
Yeah, or where we can be. You know, I think there's a lot of people who would look at this and say, well, everyone will be watching the Super Bowl in the United States, or they used to anyway. So let's just spend $4 million, but that's probably not going to happen for most brands. So if we want to find people where we can afford to touch them, I guess, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And where we think that they will be, how do we figure that out in this persona building process? Are you interviewing customers? Are you talking to sales staff? Like where do we get the data of where those customers could be?
That's a great question. And, you know, it's just like most things where you can do different things depending on what your budget and resources are, right? So sometimes it is a case where you're actually interviewing sales staff or other team members within the organization. So for example, I did this at one time for a franchise organization who were looking to enhance the way that potential franchisees were kind of flowing into the company, right? So what they said was, we have this group of superstar franchisees and we want to clone them. And I think anyone in franchising can relate to this, is that you have some franchisees who just keep winning the awards, who yeah. you just love, who are just yep. those superstars. And you're just like, if only I could clone these amazing people. So, and
the thing is, you can go there are billions of people in the world. I'm sure we can find people with very similar traits.
That's it. Like, and in this case, we like found patterns, right? So we asked the franchise field consultants, we were like, who are your favorites in each region? They passed on their favorites. We interviewed the franchisees themselves to learn about media habits and that kind of stuff. And then we created personas in a map. Now, like, interestingly, like one of the kind of personas was like a couple persona, where it would be like a couple where either it was like superstar sales guy together with like super organized ops woman, or superstar saleswoman with really like, you know, military style ops guy. So yeah. It would be these like amazing dream team couples.
Yeah. Power couple in franchising right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And I think we've all met these couples, I guess. And so what we did was we mapped out like, where can we find people like this? And what are the types of messages that will really work for these guys, right? Like, so I could endlessly talk about it, but you know, it's like not only getting into like where, like we talked about at the top, but it also talks about like the messages and the desires and that kind of stuff. So it's really, really interesting stuff.
So back to your map, it sounds like this isn't just a linear thing, step one, step two, step three. You're really talking about a matrix of where they're going to be or where we could hit them, along with what that content or that message, I should say message, not content, what that message is specific to that place and time where they're going to see that message. Because the message may be different on radio versus Instagram, right?
Yes. So basically, depending on, you know, the different type of persona that you're looking at, they're going to have like different parts of it, correct? And I use a special tool in terms of making up these customer journey maps. And I'm not, you know, connected with this company at all, but they do have a tool that I love. It's called UXpressia. And basically it does map it out exactly as you said, in terms of a matrix. So it starts off where you have your user goals, you have your process and channels, you have your process, then you have your problems. And this is where I put in objections as well. So basically I'll say like problems and objections, because some role where marketing can really help sales is by helping overcome those objections before they happen. Then there's this really neat experience graphic where you can look through the different parts of the funnel and you can figure out like where in the funnel or in the journey is there a leak, right? Where is there a potential that you can improve? So that is really cool. And it's shown in like faces, like happy faces or sad faces on kind of like a graph. And this like can tell you like, I wonder if there's certain areas that are going really well and people are loving us, but then there's like areas where it's like leaking or it's a little, a bit of a weak point that we could tighten up.
What's the name of that software again? UXpressia?
Yes, that's correct. So it's UXpressia. So essentially it like allows you to create personas and then you can kind of like make a map based on that persona. So it just kind of goes right through the cycle together with you. And it is awesome.
The thing I like that you're talking about with this process is you're looking for the objections and I think you called them the leaks in the customer journey, like where you're losing some potential customers, right? So many customer journey maps that I've seen are, you know, it's all unicorns and rainbows, right? It's the guy walking down the street and, you know, gets hit with a text message and, oh, wow, that's great. And then, you know, something else wonderful happens on a billboard or something. And it's all about the positive without any objections or negatives or losing a customer along the way. And I think, you know, the marketing process and the sales process is all about not letting somebody, fall through the hole in the boat, right? And not losing that person somewhere along the way, because once you lose them, there's no more messaging to that person. So I love the fact that you're looking at where you're losing people and where you can, you know, sort of plug up that leak and then keep that potential customer with the brand. I that's terrific.
Thank you. And just kind of mentioning that, it's all done with a bit of grace, right? So it's not sort of saying like, hey, we're finger pointing at this department because something's wrong. It's done as a team. Like, so basically in my latest customer journey exercise, brought together the sales, the customer success, the president, and myself, and we all sat around and chatted about it in a circle, right? So it wasn't sort of like any excuse to, you know, create negativity, but it is saying, you know, hey, together we have this challenge and how can we overcome it?
Well, and I think you have to have all of those stakeholders at the table, because who else is going to be able to tell you about the objections they're hearing from potential customers? You know, if you don't have the salespeople involved, how would you know what those objections are? And if you don't have the, you know, executive team from the brand involved, how would you know what, you know, what's coming up 3 months down the road that may make a big difference in how you're mapping these things out or, you know, product development or something like that. So I love that you're doing this as a team exercise, not as, you know, just a deliverable from the marketing department. You know, here you go. Here's your map, hit the road. Right. So that's very cool too. What else should we know about, you know, improving our customer journey process?
So I would say always having ideas linked to those kind of objections and challenges. So it's kind of, you know, any problem has a solution, right? Yeah, so you can overcome anything together. And so if, you know, when you're writing out those objections or those challenges, you write out those potential solutions as well. And, you know, then it kind of becomes a complete process, right? You have the grounding where the salespeople and the customer success people are keeping it real, because they're actually talking to people on a daily basis And that's like a big weakness of marketing, right? Like we're not out there, out of the office, chatting enough to both prospects and current customers, right? So you got that grounded part, and you also have, you know, the ideas, which is like balancing and also sort of like always moving forward.
Yeah. There should be more marketing conversations happening with current customers and maybe some prospects. There should be more involvement with the marketing team. I mean, I know the sales guys are good about bringing back the information, but I think if marketing people were out in the field more, maybe teamed up with the sales folks, boy, that's a powerful combination.
100% agree. And some of our good friends like Leanne, right, are just kind of like that combination type role in yourself.
It's not a team effort if everybody just has, you know, one thing to build and bring back to the team. It's definitely better when we all work together on these things. So we're going to come back for some final thoughts and a little bit more information on where we can connect with Stefania these days. But first, I do want to mention that today's episode is brought to you by ClickTex. ClickTex is your team for website and digital marketing for franchise development and on the consumer side of your brand, working with over 100 franchise brands. Check them out at clicktex.com. And also Franchise Dictionary Magazine. The September issue is still out now, focusing on food franchises. Check it out today at franchisedictionarymagazine.com. All right, Stefania, in the final couple of minutes we have left, any parting thoughts and where can we connect with you and the guys at Franchise Blast and anywhere else you'd like to send us these days?
Sure. So parting thoughts would be create your persona first and then create your customer journey. So maybe we could chat about personas sometime, Jack, because there's a lot of information in there too.
Yeah, we need to get into personas. And next time I want to talk to you about these characters that you meet along your own journey. That's a fascinating idea you've been filling me in on. So we're going to do that coming up on another Social Geek Radio very soon.
Cool. So in terms of Franchise Blast, we do operation software for franchise brands. So you can find us at franchiseblast.com. You can also follow my video series at Gravity TV on Facebook.
Awesome. And we will have links to all of those places at socialgeekradio.com and our Facebook page as well. Stefania, thanks so much for joining Social Geek again, and we will talk to you very soon.
Thanks, Jack. Have a great day.
You too. And thanks for listening, everyone. Good night.
Thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio. Copyright 2018 Social Geek Radio.